Walking into a lion's den right now. Kind of feel like Daniel.
And Mitford, 91.5. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio.
Then I saw him in the crowd. A lot of people had gathered round him. The beggar shouted to the lepers, called him. The old man said nothing, he just stared about him.
Oh,
a man before his feet he fell, unclean, so the leper rang his bell, felt the palm of a hand touch his head, go now, go now, you're a new man instead,
oh,
going down,
see the Lord Jesus, oh, going down, to see the Lord Jesus,
right.
Oh, going down,
it all began with the three wives. Followed a star, took them to Bethlehem, made it heard throughout the land. Born was a leader. began with the three wise men. Followed his star to them to Bethlehem. Made it heard throughout the land. Born was a leader of men. That's where
I'm going down to see the Lord Jesus. I'm going down to see the Lord Jesus.
Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more Sing Time Sing Along songs.
And just a little fellow, but I'll always want to be a cowboy sticking close to the men of Galilee. I want to have a wound up in the gospel story tale and get a lot of people in the Holy Ghost will. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll look for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't have much to offer him, I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And kinda all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
As far as guns in school, I think that if every single child in every single classroom had a gun, there wouldn't be no shootings.
Bye.
center of the table. You got Jesus at his right hand side. You got Ronald Reagan at his left hand side. And to the left of Ronald Reagan, you got Charlton Heston.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. quartet, a trio, and amazingly enough, for decades, they stayed together, and they lived relatively clean lives for rock stars. Yeah, ZZ Top. Jesus just left Chicago. Their bass player, Dusty, passed on this year, but Billy Gibbons and Frank Beer still with us, and Billy Gibbons still playing a lot of top-notch blues-based rock and roll with his other band these days. And then we finish things off with our featured band, Jesus Jones and Real, Real, Real. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is yet another pitch-shifted version of our featured ambiance from Brian Eno. This is the 24 semitone shift. Yes, two full octaves up. We got one last set for you, and it's going to include three contributions from Chuck U. One of them, the Funky Nixons, Smoking a J with Jesus. And then a little bit of an interview and some music from John Lennon. Also, be hearing yet another public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And some industrial music relating to Jesus for ministry. And some Devo going out to my fellow Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, Strike the Box. But first, here is Johnny Cash singing his version of our featured song, Personal Jesus, at WIFO in Medford.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere. When I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush, I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner swimming in the stew. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. Jesus laying down by me. Ooh. Jesus down by the riverbed. Ooh. And Jesus came into me. Jesus by the riverbed. Ooh. Jesus laid down by me. Ooh. Jesus by the riverbed, that Jesus came into me. Now I saw Jesus in the morning in the burning bush. I saw Jesus in the afternoon too. I saw Jesus at dinner time swimming in the stew. That Jesus is everywhere.
He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Devil, this evening. my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In my hometown, for anyone who sticks around, either lost or you found, there's not much in between. In my hometown, everything's still black and white. It's a long, long way from wrong to right, from Sunday morning Saturday night. Everybody just wants to get high, sit and watch a perfect world go by. We're all looking for love and meaning in our lives. We follow the roads that lead us. Drugs or Jesus. My whole life I've tried to run, I've tried to hide from the stained glass windows in my mind, refusing to let God's light shine down on me, down on me. Perfect world go by. We're all looking for love and meaning in our lives. There's not much space between us. Drugs of Jesus.
We're all looking for love and meaning in our lives. We fall. Lennon was always the most controversial force in the Beatles. He often stepped outside the realm of pop star and spoke his mind freely about drugs, the war in Vietnam, or religion, regardless of the consequences. In 1966, he told a reporter from the London Evening Standard that, quote, "Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I needn't argue about that. I am right and I'll be proved right. We are more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity." Jesus was all right, but his disciples were thick and ordinary.
Don't forget the Beatle boycott is still in effect. We haven't forgotten what the Beatles said.
This girl who I was pretty close to was a reporter from the London Evening Standard. In fact, we were very close. And she came, and I was just in one of my... I was just not in a good mood. Now, I wasn't making a big statement. I was not in a good mood. And there'd been a record out or something, and maybe it wasn't going so well, or they'd been knocking us in the press. You know, they were always either loving us or hating us. There was never anything in between, same as they do with Dylan or any of us now. And she came, and she was intimating that we were slipping. And I was in a bad mood. And I said, slipping? We're bigger than Jesus. Just... no thought whatsoever like that. You print it. It looks like it's a statement. In England, nobody took any notice. You know, they know. This guy's blabbing off. You know, who is he? But over here, you know, some lunatic gets his clan mask on and starts running around and burning crosses.
Christ, you know it.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Right, you know it.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's no ordinary radio program. It's been a sound collage with audio clips from Billy Bob Neck and Jerry Falwell, among others, mixed in between and on top of the music. Billy Bob Neck was one of our sextuple features. He was WMFO's most controversial DJ for a time, for several years. And, well, let's see. In that last set, we began with Johnny Cash performing his version of our featured song for the episode, Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode. And then it was some Devo going out to my fellow WMFO Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, as Devo's performing I Saw Jesus from their Recombo DNA album. And then it was King Missile with Jesus Was Way Cool, which I snagged from Chuck Yu's outgoing block cubed messages. And then we heard from Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod, the update mix. Another public service message from our featured public service source, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, for this episode. Consequences with a Daughter. And then Tim McGraw in his hometown. Everybody's on to either Drugs or Jesus. Also from Billy Bob Neck's Hour Being Good. And then from Chuck Yu, a little compare and contrast to that with the Funky Nixons. Want to Smoke a J with Jesus from Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music, Volume 1. And then from Chuck Yu's Life and Politics of John Lennon, a sonic montage of Power to the People. John Lennon discussing that More Popular Than Jesus quote and some other Chuck Yu sonic manipulations with John Lennon. We finished off the music with the Violent Femmes, Jesus Walking on the Water. Well, there's still music going on. This is my full octave pitch shifted and sonically reversed version of Brian Eno's The Lost Day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next week, I don't think I'm going to be live here. I think I may take advantage of our automation and reprise the winter holiday. Not Christmas show, but the winter holiday, winter solstice. Sound collage. But we'll see. I hope you have a safe holiday season coming up. Well, safe holidays, Christmas and New Year's. Think I'll probably be here on New Year's Eve. But remember, it's good to have fun and enjoy life, and a little bit of inebriation's just a fine thing to wind down. But if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving, because people die that way. And we want everybody to enjoy long lives. So I'm going to turn things over to our automation, because I believe Shukri Wright is going to be coming in here to fill in for savoir-faire. At least that was the last word that I had. So thanks again for listening, and here's some temporary Rick Deckard for you.